a song that make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. I got my windows down in the radio.
CBD. Vic Carucci, Gerard Cherry, who is filling in for Nathan Zagura. But Gerard is, can't say you're filling in for anybody because you're a regular on this show too. But Nathan is normally in the slot. We're going to hear from Nathan in a little while. We'll be on the line with us from Cali. He is calling right now to join the show. What timing? It's like, see, it's almost like we have ESPN.
Kismet.
Or texting, or some ability to communicate, even when a guy's a few thousand miles away. So Dave DiNatale has got Nathan hooked up with us. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Notorious VIC, Gerard. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
So get this scene. We started the show. Well, before we started, just before we went on the air, Gerard gets down and does 50 push-ups.
Keep him fit. I like that. I respect that, Gerard. Sometimes I guess the dog bowl will motivate you for a little fitness.
I mean, people are walking by, and he's just out there. So you know what happened? I had to do the same thing, and mine were nowhere near as great looking as his. But I got through 50. He counted. I did them, and he counted them off. So it was I right before the chest pain started, it was perfect. So it was all good.
I'm sure. So it's the first day with 100 push-ups in the dog bowl. I like it. Way to go, guys.
So, hey, you know, a lot – we're talking on this show quite a bit about Brandon Whedon, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
You and I texted about it this morning before you were getting on the plane to head out to L.A. Your thoughts, too, on this, because we feel, the consensus, and Jim Donovan was here just a short while ago talking about it, Nathan, that the consensus is it's a good mental game to play for a guy who had the job handed to him last year. Just a reminder that one good preseason outing doesn't lock it up.
I totally disagree. And the only reason I disagree is that he's taken every first-team rep. And if they think they need Brandon Whedon to be motivated, to be sharp, to like dangle out whether or not he's the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, you know it, I know it, everybody who came through that was a national voice knows it. Brandon Whedon is playing for his NFL life this year. He needs to have a very, very good season and convince the regime that didn't select him. This is not their handpicked quarterback of the future. So I think to play games, whether or not he's the starter, I don't know that it's a good mental game to play. I think Brandon Whedon knows that he needs to prove himself every single day and go even above and beyond that to have a chance to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in 2014. So I don't know that it's a necessary game to play. I think it's a little silly when anybody who can look out there can see that he's taken every single first team rep of the entire offseason. So, I mean, I get that you want to keep him motivated. I don't know that would have been, you know, the way that I would have chosen to do it. But listen, Rob Chudzinski has done a lot of things since he's come in here, and he's done them right. I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he thinks this is an effective way to motivate Brandon Whedon. But I'll also say that Brandon Whedon needs extra motivation about whether or not he is or isn't the starter. He's going to have to dig a little bit deeper than that.
Come on, Nate. Everyone ain't got it like you, dog. Well, you could take vacations in the middle of the football season. Brandon Whedon needs this type of motivation.
What do you mean, Gerard? The guy is playing for his life. And, yes, I do have it is a nice thing to be out here in sunny California. I can't complain about
it. It's cloudy and gray here.
That's right. Well, you know, that's why it's called sunny California and not sunny Cleveland. But I don't think he needs this motivation. I think the motivation is on him. I think the expectations of the franchise are upon him. All eyes are on him. I think he knows he's under the microscope. But listen, if they think it will help push him over the edge, then fine. Do I deem it necessary? No, I do not.
All right, Nathan, can you see a possible negative result to this?
Just, I think, you know, from the credibility standpoint, it's obvious he's the starter. I don't think even if Brandon Whedon went out and had a bad game in the preseason this week that he wouldn't take every first-team rep after that. So that's the only potential negative I see is that, you know, maybe the media would say, you know, can we take him at his word when he says he hasn't named the starting quarterback, when I think anybody who has been around the team knows he's the starting quarterback. That's the only negative I see. I don't think there's any negative with it vis-a-vis Brandon Whedon. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think it was necessary. I don't think it can hurt the team in any way. I think the only thing, the possible negative is that, you know, people will be talking about why would he tell us that when it's obvious that this guy's the starter.
You are definitely a part of the media because the football part of me from the former player aspect listens to this and says, wise, great move on Rob Chudzinski and the rest of the staff's part. Always keep the media, even though I'm on your side now, guessing. And I think that's a good thing to do. Don't let people know what you're actually thinking. So I had to give him props for it, Nathan.
nobody is guessing. You would keep us guessing if perhaps in practice Jason Campbell took some first-team reps. I'm not guessing. Are you guessing? Do you have any doubts? Is there even 0.0001%
I'm not guessing.
In your mind?
I'm not guessing, but guessing. I love the uncertainty.
Yeah. We're visiting with Nathan Zagura, the co-host here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He's on the line with us from vacation and checking in with us, which we love. He's going to keep it working even while he's enjoying some time with the family. Gerard Cherry here in studio, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other story, Trent Richardson, and the fact that coach said he's going to get some. So we spent a lot of time on yesterday's show covering that plan, the topic of the Trent Richardson plan. Now we know the plan is he gets a couple of series tomorrow night against the Lions. Would that be enough for you, by the way? Do you need to see any more than that, Nathan? Trent?
No, I would have been fine if he didn't play, but I do like that he's going to get in there, get some of the timing down with the offensive linemen. Now that is one instance where I tipped my cap, as Randy Moss used to say, to head coach Rob Chudzinski, where he had everybody guessing and there was uncertainty and doubt and nobody knew what was actually going on. So in that case, he did something I'd say pretty effectively relative to the media. I think it's fine Trent Richardson goes out there. I just want him to be able to say on September the 8th that he is as healthy as he is today. And that means that he feels the best he has since college. And as long as he's able to do that and go through the preseason, if he can go through a couple series and still be able to say that, even better, because it only helps the timing. It only helps him get his football shape, you know, take some real hits to the ground. And I think it can only help things. And it also takes away the doubt or the possible, you know, repercussions of him not playing at all in the preseason. Should he get off to a slow start? Should he get injured? Whether right or wrong, people would have pointed to his lack of activity. So that takes that off of the table now.
No, hey, Nathan, I wanted to ask you this last time I saw you, and it slipped my mind. But after that performance from last week, do you hear any buzz in the fantasy football world regarding the Browns and players actually gathering some notoriety because of what took place?
Was it still Most definitely. It is early, but I think people have a lot of belief in the Norv Turner system and the ability for it to produce fantasy-relevant players and produce great statistics for its quarterback, for its running back, and also for its receivers and its tight end. So when you kind of add that all in the mix and you look at what a guy like Denario Alexander did coming off of the street last year in the Norv Turner offense, and then you think all of a sudden, wait a second, Josh Gordon, he's more talented than Denario Alexander. So, yeah, there definitely is fantasy buzz about this team. I think Trent Richardson is a consensus, you know, first-round pick. After that, it's all kind of more in the sleeper variety. But, you know, I love Josh Gordon. I think Jordan Cameron in this offense that produces at least 800 to 900 receiving yards for tight end every year has a lot of upside. And then at some point, Brandon Weeden can make some spot starts for you because he is going to have some 300-yard, multiple-touchdown games. There's no doubt to me. Greg Little as well, a nice sleeper too.
Hey, great to hear from you, my man.
It's a great second in. I'm ready to get back in there and start doing push-ups. I didn't realize, you know, in the CBD I leave in, and the C in CBD stands for calisthenics. So we're gonna bring in weights
and different types of apparatus in here. So it's starting.
I'm sure everybody will like it when we're sitting there hitting curls and posing for everybody as they walk by the dog bowl.
Hey, have a safe and fun trip out there, and we will talk with you again, my friend.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow. Preseason gets game number 2. Let's go, Browns.
All right. He is Nathan Zagura, and he is a co-host right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more coming up. We'll take a look at some national stories. How about RG3 and Mike Shanahan in Washington? Is there a rift going on with those guys? We'll get into that and more around the league. Vic Carucci, Gerard Cherry, ESPN 850 WKNR.